In this bulletin, Victoria's lockdown to be lifted as the state records zero new cases of COVID-19. 35,000 frontline workers to be vaccinated in New South Wales over the next 3 weeks. And in sport, world number one Ash Barty's shock exit from the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Victoria's five-day lockdown will end on time, with authorities confident the circuit breaker has helped contain the Holiday Inn outbreak. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the lockdown will end at midnight, although some restrictions will remain in place until at least Friday, the 26th of February. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has welcomed Victoria's zero cases of COVID-19 and the end of the state's snap lockdown.
It's hit people pretty hard. My family's like so many others that have gone through this. So I welcome the news from the Premier that Victorians are coming out of lockdown. When it comes to the economy, yes, this dents confidence. There's no doubt about that. And yes, it costs businesses and households a lot of money. It has a massive economic impact, not to mention the emotional effect and emotional impact on people and all those kids who couldn't go to school.
The 5 kilometre movement limit and 4 reasons to leave the house have been removed. Mask wearing will remain mandatory in public settings where physical distancing can't be maintained. Residents will be allowed up to 5 visitors in their home, and up to 20 people are allowed to gather in public places. Public and private workplaces are allowed to have 50% of their workforce return to the office. Schools will reopen tomorrow, so too retail, hospitality and religious gatherings will be permitted. Australia's leading professional accounting body, CPA Australia, is calling on federal, state and territory governments to work together to develop and deliver financial support to businesses that have been severely impacted. It says a financial support plan should be standardised, scalable, targeted and rapidly deployed. COVID-19 frontline workers in New South Wales will start being vaccinated on Monday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the Pfizer vaccine will be administered to frontline workers, including those in quarantine hotels, those screening airport arrivals, health staff, cleaners, police officers and security guards. 35,000 frontline workers will get the jab over the next 3 weeks across 3 Sydney hubs.
Just because the vaccine rollout has started does not mean we can relax. It doesn't even mean you can relax if you've had the vaccine, because it's really important for all of us to maintain the rules, to maintain the settings and to follow the health advice, to make sure we're able to get through the next few weeks and months. Now, of course, we'll have more to say about what the settings will look like in the course of the next few months, depending on the vaccine rollout and the take-up, but their conversations we'll continue to have with the community.
And New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases in 31 consecutive days. Queensland plans to administer the first 100 doses of the Pfizer vaccine to healthcare workers on the Gold Coast on Monday. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says plans can be confirmed for further vaccinations once the Commonwealth guarantees the supply.
First and foremost, we need the Commonwealth to guarantee the supply. If the supply comes in over this weekend, the plan is for the first 100 vaccines of Pfizer to be given on the Gold Coast on Monday.
Ms. Palaszczuk says the vaccine rollout will start off slowly and run until the end of October. Frontline quarantine and health workers will receive their vaccinations first. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he finds it hard to believe that Scott Morrison wasn't aware of sexual assault allegations surrounding the Liberal Party until Monday. Former Liberal Party staffer Brittany Higgins alleges she was raped in Parliament House in 2019. Mr. Turnbull told the ABC that he finds it inconceivable that the allegations weren't known to at least key members of the Prime Minister's staff. Mr. Morrison maintains that his office only found out about the allegations last week and he was not aware until Monday. His account is at odds with Ms. Higgins, who says at least 2 of his staff were involved in handling the complaint, including one senior aide who checked on her several months ago. In sport, world number one Ash Barty is out of the Australian Open after a devastating 1-6, 6-3, 6-2 defeat in the opening match against Carolina Muchova on Rod Laver Arena. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Morning showers for Perth, a top of 24 degrees. Adelaide should be sunny and 37. Similar for Melbourne, a top of 31. Sunny too in Hobart, 29. A possible shower for Canberra, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, showers and 28. Cairns, rain at times, 29. Darwin, showers with storms likely and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.